Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton, and I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Lego! Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick As Threes. We're back. It's season 5, if you've been keeping up. Season 5 is live, and I'm back with the boys. I'm your host, Cornell Felton, and we're back for another season. It's 2022. Great things coming. We're hopefully going to give you guys a full season this time of great sports talk, great talk amongst friends, family, and keep you guys up to date on what's going on in the sports world. Why are you staring at me like
that? I'm just confused as to what a season is. Do you know, Steve? Because we're in season 5.
Listen, and this I was like talking to somebody year about two.
I think we're just moving.
He just up and says, okay, new season.
Hey, the seasons go. Once the thought is done, it's over, and we keep it moving.
I was just wondering how it all works. But now I'm clear.
All right. Well, that's Stanley that you guys hear. You haven't heard from in a while. It's been almost 2 months since we've been on the mic. We're back. We got new equipment. We're down one man today, Coach Terry, who is with his family down south, spending some quality time. But we got love for Coach Terry. So, Coach Terry, we miss you. We have a new function. We'll get Coach Terry on a call, but we haven't gotten to that yet because that takes some extra learning, and I'm not there yet. My paperwork is not in order, but I'm going to get my...
Hey, this new setup looks good.
Yeah, we out here. I'm going to get my paperwork.
Mics and headphones and just stuff.
And that's Stephen Miles official here.
Remember season 5.
Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton, and I don't do this show by myself. I do it with my guys. The first voice you heard was Stanley Allen. Stanley, say hello to the people.
It's nice to be back. Hope everyone's been safe, been healthy, and waiting for us to come on back and do it again.
That last voice you heard was Steve Miles. Miles, talk to the people.
What's up? I'm back. Your youthful curmudgeon. And once again, still hating everything that you guys love. 2022, new year. Let's have a new exciting season. Season 5 stands. So we're here. And we're going to, get the people what they want.
Once again, this podcast is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify and some future platforms to come. And we'll let you guys know that on social media. Follow us on IG at Thick As Threes, Twitter at Thick As... Quite asleep.
You wait about what I'm doing. I'm ready.
Twitter ready. At Thick As Threes as well. We got a new kind of format for the show this year, this season, I should say.
Because 5.
Because the season could be over in 2 months.
There you go.
And on to season 6. That's just how we roll.
All right. It's so like an update. 5.1.
We're starting with 5. Three storylines from what's going on out there in the world of sports and other things that are going on out there. We're going to start with the Washington football team. New me this year. You see how I didn't call them the Redskins? Washington football team. Apparently, they are going to release a new name February 2nd.
I already know it.
Well, that's what we're going to discuss. Apparently, the name has been leaked, but not necessarily leaked. There was someone in the business that found out that they had bought the domain name.
I knew it 2 months ago.
How did you know this 2 months ago?
I got a guy.
Steven got a guy. Well, then lead us into it. Talk to us. Tell us what the name is and how to go down.
From what I'm hearing from my trusted sources, the new name is going to be the Washington Commanders. Okay.
New sounds.
You got to leave me in on that.
I might turn that up a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay. But yes, from what I'm hearing, the new name is going to be the Washington Commanders.
How do we feel about that? Well, that's my question. Do we care? How do we feel? Talk to me.
I think Commanders is a good name to show respect to the armed forces who are in this area.
I actually didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. I mean, if that's what they're doing, it's not a bad name.
Would you had given them any other name? Did you have anything that you would have liked?
No, I could care less what they're called. As long as we keep beating them.
That's all I care about. A Cowboys fan, Steve. What are your thoughts?
I'm the same way. I mean, I really didn't give it much thought. Personally, I liked football team. You know,
lame.
No, I thought it was different.
I thought it was different. I mean, why do you need a mascot? You know what I mean?
Lame.
Washington is Washington. You know what I mean? We can, you know,
the
they could have just
football team though.
Hey, you know, this is like soccer. They go by football club. Sure. You know what I mean? So, and they make millions of dollars doing it. So, I mean, why not be different? Why not step outside the box? You don't need a mascot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Why are you looking at them?
But I guess for marketing purposes, you probably need a something.
You need a name.
You know, name, a mascot. So what's the mascot going to be?
George Washington.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
A military guy in a suit?
Wait a minute, not a white dude?
Can't be George Washington.
Can't be a white dude?
Can be a white dude, just can't be George Washington.
Can it be a black dude? Can it be
That's probably what it's going to be for PR purposes these days.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King.
Black female dude.
They're going to go with a black female?
That could be it.
It won't happen.
Are there any black female commanders?
I'm sure.
Somewhere down the line. But, I mean, hey, like I said,
Harriet Tubman was a commander.
She was.
What about Condoleezza Rice?
Condoleezza?
Yeah. A mascot.
No. Don't she run Stanford? Mm-mm.
Wait a minute. All right, what are we talking about?
I don't know. That got kind of racial, didn't it?
Moving on.
Like, mascot and black women? Come on, no, we're doing too much.
We shouldn't do that.
That's too much. That's too much.
We apologize. Moving on. We actually need Coach Terry here to talk about this because he is the only one in the room as a fan.
He's the only fan.
So I'm sure
it probably matters to him.
I'm sure he'll have an opinion on this.
Eagles fly, Eagles fly.
Cardinals, baby, we're going to be back. So this is the situation. Stanley and I were talking about this the other day. Fans at NBA games. Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, as of late, had some fans removed from basketball games. You shaking your head? You have an opinion?
So
Steve has an opinion on this. Stanley has an opinion on this. I have one as well. So let's talk about that. So the question is, are fans too close to the court and professional sports, specifically basketball? And what goes as far as going too far when fans are interacting with the players? So, Stanley, we'll go to you first. Carmelo got into it with the fans in Philadelphia.
Right.
Steve, that's your squad, right? Philadelphia.
Eagles, that's what we do. We threw snowballs at Santa.
And apparently, Carmelo said that the fan called him boy. And Stanley tells me that this is, and I know this, but Stan's point is that this is a racially motivated term. Should the fan be tossed? Or is Carmelo just a soft dude for getting into the fan and caring? My thing is, why does he care what a fan is saying? Why is he listening to the fans?
I'm with you.
I mean, you're going to hear the crowd, right? You're going to hear the crowd, especially people that are right in the front row.
But why does he care?
It's not that you don't care. It's a level that you can cross before you care. You care, you know?
No, I don't.
I mean, it's simple. If someone is disparaging you or whatever, and you take it in sport, you take it in the game, but then there's a line that you cross, and like calling him a boy, and from what I heard, it was several times. It wasn't like, go get the ball, boy, or, you know, one time. You know what I mean? They said he kept calling him boy. And if I hear that, go get the ball, boy. You can't hit that shot, boy. You're never going to man up, boy. If it's over and over and it's racially charged, there's racial intentions behind it, it can't be tolerated.
Okay. Okay.
That's how I feel.
Steve.
Personally, I don't understand the sensitivity that we want to live in. Like, how do you want everything to affect you and bother you? So if you know that you are, that we live in a climate now that people are gonna be mean, and you as a player can't handle it, but why are you over there? Like, why not stay in? Like, it's a free throw, I'm assuming, when he got him tossed. So why not just stand in the middle of the court away from the fans? Like, why are you on the sidelines talking to other people so you can hear this stuff that's going to affect you?
Well, I feel like you guys look at it like, okay, you're in the NBA. You're making all this money. This is your job. Okay. But at my job, there's a line you can't cross.
But you're not.
If I'm at my job, no matter what, it doesn't matter.
No, it absolutely matters. You're not a professional. It does. That's what fans do. That's, you don't have any fans at work. You have coworkers.
It's a job. You're hired. You're not hired for fans. You're hired to do your job.
I agree.
But there is a line at your job that can't be crossed, no matter what your job is. So let's not elevate it and escalate it just because they're in the NBA or they're in the MLB. They're in another. It's still a job.
But hecklers have been a part of sport forever.
Right. And so heckling is fine. Heckling is fine. Sitting behind Michael Jordan, right, reading the Jordan rules, but do you, saying stuff, but there is a line in heckling.
But this is always, do you think fans has just now gotten to this point where they say outlandish things?
But they do. And they have to have repercussions.
Okay, so what's the difference between before when it happened to now? Like, what's
the difference in the 60s and the 2022s? There's change.
Okay, but
there has to be change.
But what is the change, though? You can't change people from being assholes.
You can change them from coming in that venue. You can't come back to my venue.
But they're just going to replace them with another person.
Yes, and that person should have the wherewithal to know you're not coming in here and acting any kind of way. Places have rules. They have, when you go into a country club, there's certain shit that you got to follow. You're not going to walk in that country club and tell the caddy, get my clubs,
boy. But
here's
my thing. I've never been to an NBA game, and they, you know how like when you go to high school games, they give you the creed of like sportsmanship and like you can't do this and you shouldn't do. Like, absolutely. That's never given at NBA games. So do you think, here's my thing. Do you think that's something that should be done now?
I think these people should have common sense.
Okay. When you go overseas, expecting people to be different.
No, it's knowing that you're in a certain environment, you act a certain way.
That's how they act, though.
That's how people act. How I act here at home is not how I act at work.
But there's certain basketball games, that's how it's been allowed to
make it okay.
No, but that's my point. You said act the way you're supposed to act. So fans feel that's the way a fan acts. So my point is, do you think moving forward, because we're all overly sensitive and everything bothers us and everything hurts our feelings, that we need to start giving the sportsmanship creed that they do at high school games
and have
monitors that walk through the crowd to make sure that you're yelling only positive vibes for your team?
I think.
So you think that's where we're at?
I think they're handling it the right way now. There are going to be people who hear stuff. I mean, social media sees everything. Okay. People are recording at the games. Everybody got the camera out. There's certain stuff you just can't do. And now I was saying, if you look overseas at the soccer games, mm-hmm. when they're throwing bananas on the field or they're making chants of monkeys to a black player mm-hmm. on a soccer field, where's the line? Where's the line?
I agree.
You stop it at its source. And if that is somebody saying, look, boy,
but I think,
you go get it, boy. If that's the source, if that's how it starts, you let it go, next thing you know, you got bananas on the court.
But I think the banana thing it's happened. So I've seen it. It's totally.
It happened in the NFL last week. Did y'all see that?
Mm-hmm. Didn't see
somebody
that.
Somebody threw a banana in the end zone when somebody scored.
Well, that's
quick to take that off the TV, though.
But that's
that shit.
But that's an extreme measure.
Right.
But they're getting people thrown out for just saying stuff they don't like. Now, that's different. Now, the boy thing, I'm with that. Okay, that makes sense. But LeBron had someone thrown out a game a couple weeks ago just because they said something he thought was something else.
So, they said, I hope your son dies.
It's my point exactly.
Wait a minute, they said that?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know. They said, I hope Bronny dies.
Allegedly.
Everybody around says that's what they said.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
But my point is...
What is your point? You get the last word. Go. 30 seconds.
You can't just throw people out because of things that they say.
Well, I agree with that too. So I'm not sure where the line is.
But why are they even paying that much attention? Shouldn't they be playing a game?
That...
Locked in?
I agree with that.
Again, if you're... Basketball court's big situation. Not unless you're on the sideline and you're in Philly and you're hollering at Kevin Hart on the sideline, like, what up, homie, we here, then you shouldn't be on the sideline. You should be in the middle of the court locked in, but you're walking around listening to the fans.
I hear you. I'm with you. I guess this is the great debate. Mm-hmm. We'll have to revisit this. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You guys have been listening to Thick Ass Threes. We started the conversation off today with the Washington football team's new name that's coming and going to be released officially February 2nd, 2022. And then we went on to talk about fans and if they're too close and what they say to the players, if it's disrespectful, if it's too much, if it's crossing the line. We're going to keep the conversation going. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. Have you heard of Athletes Unlimited?
No.
Ah, this is good. Well, then I'll get your raw, natural, and your natural environment.
This could go left.
No, it's not going to go left. Athletes Unlimited is for women, women's sports, basketball, soccer, I believe, softball, and volleyball, professional. Women that have been out of the, maybe didn't get an opportunity to play professionally.
Come on, man.
Get it together. Women that didn't get a chance to play professionally, if they did play professionally, this may be a second chance. It's happening in Vegas. It's a 6-week program. The CEO said this is a great opportunity for women to get back on the court, get a look. Basically, runs as the D League for the NBA. The pay for 6 weeks is anywhere between, I believe it was like $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Nah. For the 6 weeks, so a little over my 5 to 6 weeks, depending on how the games go. But this is the key. Let me pull up my notes. Producer, put the notes onto my iPad. I don't have an iPad. this is the cool part. Well, I don't know if it's the cool part, but this is the thing. This is what I want to tell you guys about. There's a point system. So there's 55 girls. There's different teams. Every week, if not every day, the teams are reshuffled, and it's based on points. Individual points are awarded. You get 2 points. Two-pointers are 20 points. Three-pointers made are 30 points. If you make an assist, you get 10 points. Rebounds are 5 points. Offensive rebounds are 10 points. Fouls drawn, i.e. charges, 4 points. Shooting foul, 4 points. Offensive fouls, 8 points. Free throws, 10 points each. Steals, 10 points. Blocks, 10 points. So it's a point system. And then obviously there's negatives as well. And this is how the league is run. How do you feel about this? Stan, let's go to you first.
Sounds like a gimmick.
But do you think it's a good idea?
Do I think it's a good idea to make money?
I don't know how much money they're making, but I mean, just to give...
The players aren't going to make money, but the people owning the business will make plenty.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's reality TV.
Huh?
That's all it is. It's reality TV in a sports mode, and the people producing it, they'll make money because people are going to watch. But it's going to start off, sounds like, with the players not making money. $3,000 to $5,000 a month, you say?
$3,000 to $5,000 for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are.
Right. It's not very much.
It's not a lot, but they're getting an opportunity to maybe get a potential WNBA contract. We're talking
basketball. Which is also not a lot of money.
So what are you saying? Shut it down? That's what you're telling me? No. That's what it sounds like you're saying. You're saying shut down women's sports? Steve, what do you think? Is that what he just said?
Huh?
That's what it sounds like you said.
Women's soccer is great. Women's basketball is great.
So let's specifically, Steve, we're going to let you jump in. But I was talking to, I'm not going to say his name, but somebody the other day. And we were talking about women's basketball. And his whole thing, he's a teacher. I'm not going to say the school. But his whole thing was, and Stanley, you would agree with this, lower the rim. Lower the rim by a foot.
Been saying that.
Huh? Lower the rim by a foot changes the women's game, makes it more exciting. No, Steve, you're looking at me. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
That's absolutely stupid.
Start with the Unlimited. Athletes Unlimited. What do you think of this new?
I think the Athletes Unlimited thing is it's like Stan said, it's kind of a gimmick. It's kind of got like a rock and jock feel. You remember that the old MTV game?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm all for all type of opportunities for women to play professionally. I hate that now that majority of our exceptional women basketball players have to go overseas to make money.
Well, that's the whole point. That's what the CEO said. He said the women.
But that's the thing is, like, you, they can do all that stuff here now, without the gimmicks of, you know, 10 points for a free throw and all types of other stuff. Just create another league. Just create a league that they can play. You know what I mean? They don't, it doesn't have to be on the level of the NBA. It could be on the level of the Eurobasket stuff. You know what I mean? They could have a league here where the teams are.
But they make more money over there.
They do make a lot more money. So, because they're, you know, and that's where a lot of our star WNBA players go. And quite honestly, in my opinion, I think they kind of see the WNBA as like their summer league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they could come here and, you know, 3-4 months.
I remember a couple of years ago they paid, what was it, Taurasi?
Yeah. She got
$1 million?
Yeah.
Not to play.
And she sat out a year. So, you know, we need to, I think anything can be done. I just think that we need to come up with a better situation for our women to play here in the States and not have them have to travel, you know, 6 months out the year overseas to make money to survive and
you know do something they love.
But would it
lowering the rim?
Why would lowering the rim help?
So they can yam that thing.
It makes it more exciting.
360 yam.
If it's about making money,
but
if it's about making money. If it's about making money, then yam. It's about drawing fans.
Personally.
And it's about
I think the WNBA is good basketball. I think they execute well, they run good offense. I don't think that they market their league very well. I think they market their league as a competitor to the NBA instead of making their own lane and just marketing their players and playing, and you know, it's basketball. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be women's basketball. It's good basketball.
I think they've hit their market to where, you know, the fans they have are the fans they're going to get. I mean, it's certain people that love basketball. Cornell and I, we love basketball. And we've gone to the Mystics game.
Gone to a Mystics game. Support them.
It was great.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Deladon. But in all honesty, I'm not going back on a regular basis. I'm not tuning in on a regular basis, but I watch it here and there.
What you saying, Laura?
It was good hoop though.
Yeah, I think they should play in smaller venues.
Well, that's what they did with ESA right up the street.
Yes, I'm saying like they built that Mystics arena. Should play, you know, the Mystics play up the people? Street. Yeah, something like that.
How does a small arena help the cost?
Huh?
How does that help?
Because it gives all their games a big time feel. If you fill up a 3,000-foot arena and you
as camera, opposed to having 3,000 people.
3,000 people at the Capital One Arena, it's the look. It looks like, well, ain't nobody at that game. Where if you have a smaller venue, you shoot the angles differently, it makes it appear like it's a much bigger event.
It's all about perception, and we're talking about reality. Mm-hmm. Like, reality is...
That's what you have to sell.
If it's more exciting, more people will watch it.
I don't think women dunking is exciting.
Why?
Because you haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it.
I've seen...
No,
you've seen
them do it on a 10-foot rim.
I've seen them do that.
But have you seen them do it on a 9-foot rim where they're putting the ball on their back?
No offense.
And yamming on the center trying to.
This is not sexist by any point.
You see a fast break.
This is not going to be sexist by any point what I say.
It's sexist because you've already said this is not going to be sexist, so it's going
to
be sexist.
I do not think women are as athletic as men to just dribble and take off down a lane and monkey dunk.
Not on a 10-foot rim?
Not on a 9-foot rim. It's not going to look the
absolutely.
Same.
Absolutely. 60% of the league's dunk.
It's not going to look
you
the
lower
same.
You lowered the 9-foot. 60%.
It definitely would change the game.
But don't you think lowering the rim like disrespects them?
Not it.
Well, I think that's the argument.
That's the point. I didn't say anything
point,
about
like, do you
I didn't
think,
say whether it was disrespectful personally.
It's true.
I don't
did not
think
say if
it's disrespectful personally. But I understand the people that do think it's disrespectful.
But when you come and tell me...
We can play the same as you. We do the same things as you. Da 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 da. Why is your ball smaller?
Because
your
hands
are smaller.
So you shorten the rim, and so
So why is the rim lower? Because so vertical's lower.
So you think Candace Parker drop stepping baseline, two hand yamming on a 9 foot rim is exciting?
With both
legs up. I think it looks dope.
Like like blue chips, like Shaq from blue chips. Like, can you imagine if she dunked like Shaq from blue chips?
Glass,
are you kidding?
And was like what?
You're came coming over to our little, side. You're starting to see it.
Yeah, you're starting to see 6 foot looking at it.
Belladonna going baseline and yamming.
They're not. It's not
what you mean? Look the same. What you talking? What is he talking about?
I have no idea. What do you mean? It's not going to look the same.
The breakaway lean, MJ.
Have you seen them like be athletic?
But
and
do you
run?
Think? Well, you better watch you yourself because we're talking about supporting it, women. You're saying that they right. can't. You're saying they can't do it. That's
I'm
a big difference.
It's not going to look the way you think it's going
to
look.
I think it's going to look just fine to start. Just like
absolutely
when Julius Erving started dunking on people and he looked different than everybody else. But now, 40 years later,
yeah.
Talk what's happened? Everybody's going baseline yamming on people. You're getting posters every night.
And 5 years ago, you never would have thought a woman could dunk anyway.
Yeah, it's evolution.
Evolution.
Man.
Oh, I was going to say that. Evolution.
It's changed.
So lower the basket and drop step two hands is the key to success.
Straight like that.
You're stuck okay. on what's not. We're not talking about that specifically. We're just talking about giving the women another level of athleticism and excitement.
We're talking about marketing. You just said it's about they're not marketing money. The same way.
I don't think that's a good marketing strategy. That's not going to get it done.
I think personally, if we started our own league and got all these women just like they're doing, get the women that didn't quite make it, lowered it to 9 foot, we'd make a killing. We'd make a killing.
There's no way we can start that league, though.
I know.
Because the way my bank account is set up.
Yeah, every
Thursday. Because I just transferred everything over to Visa. And
I'm with you.
Steve, what you got?
We talked to Coach Terry.
I ain't got nothing, yeah.
Wait, Coach Terry got that loot?
I don't know.
No, he just got married. He ain't got nothing.
Yeah. I just added to my 401k.
He didn't marry into money? April ain't got money?
April, she got, I don't know.
She might got all the money.
We'll ask.
We'll have to ask.
We'll see.
I just added to my 401k, so I don't know. My money's a little funny this month.
What's your money? You still owe me money? Can I get paid? Now that we're talking about money, can I get paid?
Let's not talk about
owed money. No. You owe me. We just talked about this 2 days ago. Can I get paid? I need to get me.
Hold on. When I was locked in.
Can I get me before you get you?
When I was locked in to pay you, you told me you needed it.
So yeah.
I said, hold on.
Yeah, but didn't you said, let me get an invoice, and I sent you what you needed, and I still didn't get paid.
I still didn't get the
and
invoice.
And that's it. What you talking about? I sent you what you needed. Why are you looking at him? He can't help you.
I emailed you.
You want me to jump in? I'll jump in.
You owe Stan money.
I don't owe him no money.
He don't owe me no money right now.
What you talking about right now?
Huh? Right now? You've owed me money before.
I owe Ozark Stan's money. You know what I mean? That might be enough. Too much for the radio, but don't worry about that. Whoa. Steve, can I get paid? Yes or no?
I got you. It's in the bank. It's coming to you.
All right. We'll be right back with some hot topics. And we're back with you guys. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Listening to us, signing in, it's been some great talk so far. Stanley is asleep, so he's not as entertained as the rest of us, but it's been pretty good so far. We're going to keep the conversation going. We're going to talk about the NFL. NFL, great games last week. We all watched the games last week, obviously, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. What are our thoughts? I think they were the best games I've seen in a while. Instant classics.
Yeah, that was the best weekend of football.
It would have been probably a little bit better if them Cardinals was in there because we'd have shut it down. Because it would have been a blowout if we'd have got our legs right.
I don't think any of us should talk about our team.
Okay, right, let's move on then.
That's a relevant team.
I agree. Steve, what did you think about the games last week?
I thought the games were amazing. I thought it was, that showed true grit on everyone's part on all teams. But my thing is, I don't know. I play a lot of Madden, so I think I'm pretty good at this defensive thing on Madden.
Steve has a thing.
Well, I don't understand why teams blitz everybody at the end of the game.
Well, I got to jump in so I can jump out of this conversation because my theory is blitz all the time.
I'm with that. I support that sometimes.
Hey, blitz all the time. I'm coming after you.
Yeah, I'm a blitz. Pretty regular. But
when, so what's your thought? What do you say?
But when there's like seconds remaining, like is there a rule you have to rush a certain amount of people?
Well, give us a situation. What are we talking about specifically?
I'm talking about the Rams game.
Okay.
Like they, of course, I mean, I just want to see Tom Brady go out again with a championship. I think him winning his last one, walking away in greatness, I thought that would have been a great thing, especially with the comeback they made And then all for them to just, one, have a, not everybody got the call, so not everybody blitzed like they're supposed to. But there's seconds remaining before we can go into overtime, and I have the greatest quarterback ever. So why are we being so aggressive that we send everybody for one, and then the call doesn't get to everybody, so everybody knows we don't get there, and then they just chuck it deep, and the guy catches it, and we lose. Why not? Is there a rules you have to send a certain amount of people to the, you know, certain amount of people to the quarterback?
I don't think that's a rule, but that's a complex.
Like just. I don't know anything, so I'm just Monday morning quarterback and sitting at the house, and you know I told you I'm Madden, good player, so I play Madden pretty good. Anybody want to get that work? Hit me up, PS5. But my point is just drop everybody back.
So you would have just liked them to rush the four.
I would have rushed two, and two? Dropped everybody else back and just covered spaces. You can't throw it over me. You can't throw it under. You throw it under, we tackle you. Game's over. We go to overtime.
I think you gotta have four.
That's just my point. I don't think you have to rush four people. I think you could rush two and drop.
I think you have to rush four.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure your front four has to rush.
But you could just sub them out, put two linebackers, and just have them play areas, right?
I don't have a good answer to that question.
I don't know. That's my point. I don't know. Is that a rule? But I guess that's what they do. But you know that happened. Then on the other side, the same thing happened to the Bills. Like I think the Bills tried it, but they gave up a short pass that Tariq Hill just broke for 20 yards, and then another touchdown. So, like, you know, defense.
Definitely the Bills, they should have kicked it short. They definitely should have kicked it and took some time off the clock. What do you think about that?
I think they should have, you know what I mean? But, you know, hindsight's 20/20, I guess they, you know, but you got to think.
It's like you play Madden. You know I'm Madden.
They got some of the best coaches in the world.
I should have known what was going on. I'm kicking a sky kick deep to the right corner, so it's going to go higher. And then
you want them to run 3, 4, 5 seconds off the clock.
You know what I'm saying?
They only got 13 to start. They're not going to down it at the one.
Yeah, but I think...
Is a sky kick a real thing?
On a video game, it is.
Kick it high.
They kick it high.
But it's called sky kick?
Yeah.
When Steve calls it a sky kick.
Yeah, on Madden, they call it a sky kick. You kick it high.
You can determine how you kick it?
Yeah.
I'm not a video game guy. Okay, go.
You put a little more air on it.
Go.
But I think the Bills tried to do like a prevent kind of thing, but they just let them throw it short, and Tyreek Hill is like the fastest guy in the league. You can't really do that. And he just sprinted by everybody. Then he got another pass and got a field goal. I mean, but that's, you know, great execution on both sides. You know what I'm saying? For the Bills to go down and score with 13 seconds left, they executed great. And then Patrick Mahomes comes right back. Executed two great passes, and then he executed a field goal to tie, you know.
Unbelievable.
You know, great, great football.
There was three scores or three touchdowns in like 20?
I don't know, it was like 25 points in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. So we're actually recording right now during the Kansas City game. This will, if you listen, will be up before the next game, the Rams and the 49ers. Steve, as our football guru. What do you think of who you have in that game, and you got any thoughts?
I'm gonna go with the favorites. I'm gonna take the Rams. I think it's a great story. Of them playing, you know, the Super Bowl at home. But
good choice.
But I think they're rolling. I think right now they have the better quarterback.
Let me interrupt you for a second. If it wasn't the Rams, it should be the Cardinals. Good choice. Go.
Yes, I think the Rams have a better defensive four. Aaron Donald, Floyd. Von Miller pickup, Jalen Ramsey in the backfield. In the secondary, I just think they have a better team right now. I don't think Garoppolo is really getting it done. And plus, we don't know if Trent Williams is playing today, so that pass rush is going to be something, you know, something to deal with for the 49ers. And they don't really have and they just like to run the ball, so they don't really have a passing game. So I'm gonna go with the Rams with the. I think it's a -3 spread. I think they'll.
What's your score? What's your score? What you got?
I'm going to go 27. I'm going to go a blowout. 27-13.
27-13. Stanley, what you got? You got to look. What's your thoughts?
I don't really have any thoughts on this game. I don't know. I figure eventually the Rams got to beat them. I think they beat the Rams like
seven times?
Six in a row. They're due. That's why
Other than that, I mean, Deebo Samuels is tough. Like, if you're going to play him as a running back with San Francisco, They had moved him to wide receiver. Like, they use him well. They move him all around. He's tough, and he's going to have a big game in order for them to stay in it, I think.
Did you see his the pregame that he leads every time they come out?
Oh, Super Gremlin?
What's it called?
Super Gremlin?
With the music and stuff?
Yeah, the dude song, with the Super Gremlin.
You haven't seen it? Seen it. There's a coach that has like a big
boom box,
and they just all come out dancing. He calls it, what'd he call it?
The song is Super Gremlin.
Super Gremlin.
Kodak Black.
Kodak Black.
Hanging out with my youngsters.
And they just come out jamming. You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I have to check it out.
You'll have to look that up. So that's pretty cool. He's pretty good.
He's a great player.
He's pretty good.
He's a great player.
You want him or Odell Beckham?
Him.
Steve?
I'm going to take Debo.
You going to take Debo?
I'm going to take Debo.
Interesting. That's very interesting. All right, let's move on. Fan question. Let's talk about basketball. We're going to go back to hoops. And this is something that I think about all the time because I always want to move around places. Expansion teams. If you had to pick two new cities, where would you put NBA teams? And where do you think they would work?
Seattle and Vegas.
Do you think an NBA team would work in Vegas? I mean, they got the hockey team.
They got the NFL team. It's time.
You think so?
Yep.
There's nothing but space out there, so I guess they could do that. And you think Seattle deserves to have a team back?
Yeah, they've got the fan base. Those are my two, I think.
Steve, what you got?
I never really gave it a thought, but let me see. What are sports towns? I don't know. I'm stumped.
I'm thinking Alabama. When I lived in Alabama, there was no sports. And that's a huge college, you know, state. If you will, college sports, football, and basketball.
What do you think about Louisville?
Yeah, Kentucky would be a good
Louisville for a basketball team, professional. They big enough market,
their,
you think?
They support their college team.
Definitely support the college team. I don't know if that's a. I don't know if there's a lot of pros that want to live in Louisville.
I would go back to St. Louis. I'll take St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Midwest. You know, they're getting. You know, they're pulling. You know. People in that, you know, areas around there, nobody really deals.
You can't do St. Louis and Louisville.
Can't do, so. But I would go St. Louis.
I would go St. Louis over Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And then Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Put a team. Why are you laughing? Put a team in Birmingham. Mm. No? Mm. What about Virginia? What about Northern Virginia?
Nah.
The Northern Virginia Generals. Huh?
Too close to the Wizards.
Put them in Virginia Beach. The Virginia Beach lifeguards.
Used to have a Richmond
the Virginia Spires. Beach guards. No? Allen Iverson could be the GM.
Yeah, they run that to the ground.
You still mad that he beat you?
No.
Hey, you still mad Iverson gave him the business. Hey.
They posted that game on Facebook.
Are you still mad that he gave you the business?
No.
Or are you mad that you got in the game and you shot your shot?
I'm mad that I don't have a ring. And he does.
You know you had no chance then. All right.
We're up 15 with 5 to go.
You want to revisit this?
I'm just saying that's a chance.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on. Last thing before we go. Actually, two more things. Make the call. This year's NBA MVP. Embiid? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, actually, I didn't answer that question right. Embiid, Djokovic, Giannis, or the field?
Embiid.
Have you seen him play another?
No, he's crushing. Oh. He's crushing.
He's picked up guard skills at 7 whatever, and he's playing great. And he's not crushing. Falling down as much. So
he's
proud of that.
He's crushing. He's so not you feel like down. He's the NBA MVP?
Yeah, it was inevitable when they hired Doc. Doc was going to make him play out, inside out and get him on the right path.
Just need Doc Rivers to not throw it away in the playoffs. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Well, that's between you and the rest of the Philadelphia 76ers and the fans. The fans could ruin it for you.
Go ahead and trade.
The way this goes down.
Tell him, call Doc. Tell him trade Ben and get some more pieces.
God, get that guy off our team.
Ben's got to go, right?
Ben is horrible. He doesn't even play.
He's not horrible.
He'll never play for us. He's not play horrible.
For us. He stinks. He can't shoot.
Do you know he was the only player on your roster to have a positive plus minus?
Overrated stat. Don't even care about that.
it kind of means something.
It means something when contract time come up. That's something you can pull out. Your agent
I'm just
can
saying,
out.
Nobody on your team had a positive plus minus. Not one.
Highly overrated stat.
Not one. I mean, it equated Embiid, to y'all losing.
Embiid was in an MVP race as a negative plus minus guy. Does that matter, really? Does it matter?
I think it does.
Does it matter? We was number two seed. Does it matter?
Man, I think really. If you're watching the game and you're really digesting what's going on in the game,
do we win more games than we lose with all our negatives?
But I guarantee you that the plus, when the plus minus is higher, but for the majority of your players, you win.
But the plus minus guy sold the game off for us. So the only plus positive guy we had on our team sold our game out. So he's irrelevant.
Hey, he made some bad decisions. He did. Hey. But defensively, he kept Trae Young under wraps. Without him, then what?
Let him score. Okay.
He said he's a little guy.
He's a little guy. On that note, we're going to get out of here, guys. You guys have been listening to Thick S3 Season 5, Episode 1. We're back. We've had a great time with you guys today. Before we go, we're going to have one final word, and that's going to go to Steve Miles today. Steve, talk to the people. What you got for them?
Hey, you know, we're coming up on February, the month of love. So my positive note to you guys, just go out and do some act of kindness for someone. Whatever it may be, you know, a lady with some kids need a Walmart bill paid, step in and drop her $20.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Nice. Do something great for someone else. That's my positive word for everybody.
That's awesome. We'll leave it at that. Once again, you guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. I did it today with Stanley Allen and Stephen J. Miles. Once again, we want to say and give a shout out to Coach Bobby Terry, who wasn't with us today, but he will be back with us. You'll hear his voice sooner than later. Follow us on Instagram at ThickAsThrees, also on Twitter at ThickAsThrees. Once again, this podcast hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Spotify. So, taking a quick time out. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Looking to upgrade your vehicle? Maybe extend the life of your car? Well, I have just the place for you. Taylor Sportation. Chris Taylor is a master mechanic. His shop specializes in brakes, tune-ups, struts, and many other auto services. Chris even provides on-site quotes for paint and detailing. Located at 2600 28th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. You can contact Taylor Sportation at TaylorSportation1213@gmail.com or by phone at 202-316-4010. Again, that email is TaylorSportation1213@gmail.com or by phone at 202-316-4010. Taylor Sportation, servicing all vehicles. Service you can trust.
Oh, thank you.